Tonight on Kauai, the State Health Department is hosting a community meeting to talk about water quality and results of a new study that examined bacteria in the waters off Mahu'ulepu. The state contracted the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory to use a new microbial tracking tool, the first time it's been used in the islands. One of the principal investigators will be on hand tonight. And this was triggered by concerns over water quality because of plans for a nearby dairy. This morning, we talked with Myron Honda, who is with the state's water quality branch, which initiated the study looking for fecal indicators in the water.
The indicator, enterococci, is meant to detect the presence of sewage or human fecal contamination. You know, because we're experiencing or we're detecting high levels, elevated levels, we were kind of concerned with the source. So we did the sanitary survey in the area, which included, you know, taking our regular samples as well as doing research on the background historical land use and as well as walking through the area to look for any type of source that could be contributing to the elevated levels. When we did the sanitary survey, we could not detect the source. We could not identify any reason why it would be elevated or any reason to attribute it to sewage or human fecal contamination. So what we did was, you know, we consulted with EPA and they recommended this phylochip test. And now what the phylochip does is it looks for what's called fecal signals. Okay, now, all animals naturally have an array of hundreds to thousands of different species of microorganisms in their gut, and this test is designed to look for the array of unique species of microorganisms unique to each animal. So that means what we did was we looked for the different animals that were present in the area, you know, which were goats, pigs, ducks, and things like that. So what the test did actually, what we did was we collected fecal matter from the animal species to determine what the natural gut flora was like.
Kind of a baseline?
Baseline, mm-hmm. Yes. So what we did was we did that to actually train the test. So after we got that, the researchers determined the signal or fingerprint for each animal species. So what we did was we went back and we collected water samples and sediment samples and ran that through the test to see where what type of animals were or could be contributing to the source.
And so what was the upshot of that?
Actually, what we found, or what the researchers have found, was that there were no human sources that were detected, and there were a few animal sources, but they were, you know, not very high levels.
From what I understand, you folks contracted with the Berkeley Labs to do
this? Yeah, they did the phylochip test.
Okay.
And in fact, one of the principal investigators will be at the meeting tonight. In fact, he's on island right now on Kauai.
I recall, I think it was the Surf Rider Foundation that had flagged the high bacterial counts. And then you folks went out there to take a closer look and were monitoring the situation down there.
Yes.
And at that time, the dairy was being proposed. The dairy plans have been since pulled back.
Yes.
So what does this information tell us about that area?
Yeah, actually, you know, the current method that we use that is approved by EPA to detect the presence of human sewage doesn't determine the source. And we know from previous studies that you know, that the indicator bacteria that we use is able to grow and multiply in our environment in the absence of human sewage. So what we were trying to do was to determine whether this source of enterococci was indeed human or animal, or was it just in the environment, naturally in the environment. So what the phylochip test does is it's a source tracking test. So meaning it determines, helps us to determine where the elevated enteric oxide levels are coming from.
If it's from pigs or cows?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Then it's definitive?
Yes, it's because it's based on genetic material, DNA testing.
And so what does this mean? Do you think we'll use this test for other areas across the state?
Actually, a PhyloChip is not meant to be a replacement for our current test. It's just another tool that we use to try and, you know, determine the source. Really, it's not a test that EPA intended to be replacing our current indicator test, but it's another tool that they kind of recommended to identify the source, basically.
And with my limited understanding of this science, we tend to have more of this in the natural environment just simply because we're in the tropics, right?
Yes, yes. And that's the problem. You know, I mean, this isn't as big a problem on the mainland as it is in Hawaii and other tropical environments because, you know, the fecal indicator organisms, you know, maybe they die off in the winter time, and you know, so and they have seasonal swimming periods, whereas we have, you know, pretty much swimming year round.
I know that there was that recent report that came out just this week on high bacterial counts of beaches across the state that indicated there were high counts on a particular day.
Yes, we looked at the test and we looked at the source, and you know, quite frankly, we don't know where the data came from. Our data is not seeing, you know, quite what they're seeing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So
and
it's
a lot
contrary.
Of the sites that were identified in the original article, we don't normally test.
So the question is, where did that information come from?
Yeah, we don't know.
Curious.
Yeah, because that whole report came out from a nonprofit organization, and I don't think they looked at our data from our website, because we have our data posted on the website.
Oh, so then folks should be cautious about this because it may not give an accurate picture.
I would say so, yes.
Now, tonight's meeting on the Berkeley study takes place from 4 to 6 at the Kauai District Health Office in Lehui. For links to the study and the water quality sampling results statewide, go to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.